You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
In the chill of winter, time to warm up with a little Brewers chatter today. I'm Dave Raymond with Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com. Take me back to like the mid-aughts, right? The Doug Davis, Chris Capuano, Ben Sheets days. I understand Capuano's coming back on a minor league deal. What are the expectations for him?
Well, you know, he's a different pitcher than he was when the Brewers had him. They got him in a big blockbuster trade with the Diamondbacks that sent Richie Sexton to Arizona. Craig Counsell was in that trade for Milwaukee. Junior Spivey was a guy who played a lot of games for Milwaukee as a result of that trade. Lyle Overbay was a good first baseman for the Brewers. It was one of those deals that actually worked out pretty well for Milwaukee, and Capuano was part of it. He won 18 games in 2005, even though he admittedly didn't pitch great. He was that guy in the rotation who every time he took the mound, the team would score 6 or 7 runs for him. And you mentioned Doug Davis used to give him an absolute hard time about that every time because Doug Davis couldn't buy a run. Then 06, Chris Capuano went to the All-Star game as a Brewer. He had another Tommy John. It derailed his major league career briefly. He spent 2 years out of the big league. But since, he's kind of come back as a swing man. He came back with the Brewers. Then he went to the Mets, the Dodgers, the Red Sox, the Yankees. He's started. He's relieved. He's been a specialist. He's been a middleman. And where he exactly fits with this Brewers team, I think, is totally up for grabs. They have opportunity for left-handers, certainly in the bullpen. They've got Will Smith as a good late-inning guy. Also bringing back, along with Chris Capuano, they're bringing back Cesar Jimenez, who is a little known but effective for the Brewers down the stretch last season. So he's going to get a look as a specialist. And then Chris Capuano is just going to have to bid to win a spot somewhere in there. 37 years old now, interesting to kind of come full circle. It's crazy to think that it's been, going on a dozen years since he pitched his first inning for the Brewers, and now he's back. And the franchise, frankly, is in a similar position from the first time this year.
That'll be an interesting addition. Should be fun to watch. Hopefully he can rekindle some of those more memorable days. Meanwhile, let's go back to the future, if you will. You talked about the marketing message. They're selling youth. They're selling a few years out. The top 100 prospects coming out, MLBpipeline.com, later this week. Who are the top couple of prospects? Do you see any shifting at the top of the list? And what should fans be excited about?
Yeah, I think the Brewers, at least their top two, is pretty set. Dave, their number one is clearly the shortstop, Orlando Arcia. A breakthrough year with Double-A Huntsville last season, the top minor league player, according to one of our measures. A terrific defensive player, and he has long been that. Long been the youngest guy in his league, and now the bat has started to come around in the last couple of seasons, including last year. Not a lot of power. He's not going to be a home run hitter, but he's going to be a gap-to-gap guy, great speed, stolen base threat, really a tremendous all-around player. And, the most common compliment you hear from scouts, and the Brewers' former farm director, Reed Nichols, used to say this, that he's one of those guys who makes players around him better. And those are rare players in baseball. It's such an individual sport, and it's rare that you find a player that elevates teammates. And Arcia is regarded as one of those guys. So I think it would be, a shock to not see him in the major leagues at some point this season. They'll keep him down there at the start. He's yet to play at AAA, so he's got to take that step. Gene Segura is the Brewers' shortstop right now. He's got some years of club control left, but, with this rebuild going on, he's a prime trade candidate. If he can find a little offense early in the year, they could move him and open up that spot for Arcia. And the thought is that, as this rebuild continues, the hope, the strong hope, is that Arcia will be a real anchor of that process.
So, no shocker that he would be the top of the Brewers list. In fact, let's face it, he's going to be right at the top of the 100 in minor league baseball. Who's next?
Next would be Brett Phillips, the center fielder that the Brewers picked up the end of July last year in the Carlos Gomez-Mike Fiers trade with Houston. Similar to Arcia in that you hear about his defense a lot, a guy who's got some speed, a good head for the game. The question has been the bat, I think, and it was somewhat the same for Orlando Arcia. But, 2014 was his breakout in Houston's system. He was their minor league player of the year that year, an OPS over 900, at a couple of Class A levels. So, again, he's at a level similar to Arcia in terms of getting up to Double-A last year. He's going to have to play some Triple-A baseball. And I think there's something to there's a benefit to having your top guys playing together at the same level. The Brewers really tried to do that as they developed some of their past big-time blue-chip type prospects. You know, I'm thinking of Ricky Weeks and Prince Fielder and J.J. Hardy and Corey Hart. Those guys all played a lot of minor league games together. And when they got up to Milwaukee, there was this sense that there was a benefit to that. Look, Brett Phillips is still newer to the system. He's not a homegrown guy, but he's going to get to play some games behind Arcia, and the hope is that those two guys will contribute again. If it's not in 2016, we'll see how this year goes for this team and what other moves are made very soon after that. Center field is a position that's really wide open right now for this Brewers franchise, after trading away Carlos Gomez and Gerardo Parra. So the opportunity is certainly there for Brett Phillips to show what he can do at AAA and then get up to Miller Park and man center field.
Wow, yeah, great stuff as always, Adam. By the way, next time we talk, I'm excited about this. It'll be February, so it's getting close, man.
Yeah, time to start packing for spring training, I guess.
Yeah, it's coming
crazy.
Coming sooner than any of us think, man. Well, listen, great stuff. We'll do it again next week.
All right, Dave. See you.
Okay, Adam McKelvey, MLB.com Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.